Wisconsin City would continue with their drive in the second quarter, and they would face the fourth down here in this drive, and they would rely on the legs of Carson Froh to get them the first down.
Fourth and a yard. Scott City this year, 56% on fourth down, left side. This is Carson Froh. He's got the first down. He got tripped up at the line and stumbled forward for about a gain of 6 to the 33-yard line.
Beavers would get the first down there and keep the drive alive. Early second quarter, driving into Viking territory, but a holding call after a scramble by Harris the King on a first down run would move the ball back to near 45-yard line in Viking territory. Loss of 4 on a run, and Scott said it would be punting for the first time, a 9:02 in the second quarter, leading the game 7-0. The punt would go inside the 20 to the 15-yard line, and that's where the Vikings would take over, 9:02 to go in the first half, trailing Scott City 7-0. They would get a first down on a third down scramble by the quarterback, Jake Lucas, and then they'd also get another first down on a pass play. But on third down and medium for the Vikings, the Scott City defense would come to life and force them to punt for the second time.
Third and 8 from their own 47 here. 4:20, this is about a 4.5, almost a 5-minute drive here, trailing Scott City 7-0. Three receiver set, shotgun. Scott City shows blitzes. Lucas rolls to his left. Now we'll step up, and he's going to be brought down all the way back at the 42-yard line. Gay Bowers in on the sack there, along with Armendariz, among others. And a loss on the play of 5 yards and a big sack for the Beaver defense.
Smoky Valley had burned nearly 6 minutes of the second quarter clock. That was about a 5-minute, 38-second drive. Scott City would take over, 3:26 to go in the first half, leading 7-0, but they would punt the ball late in the second quarter, and they had to go 3 and out. That would be one of about the 3 3-and-outs they would have on the night. Smoky Valley would get one more chance. A minute 49, they would convert a first down. They would start at their own 41-yard line, but a penalty and a loss of yardage, they would run out the clock at the end of the first half. And Scott City would take a 7-0 lead into the locker room over the Vikings, and it would be Smoky Valley's football to begin the third quarter. We'll pick up in our next segment with that here on WesternKansasNews.com.